Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Troy Ballhofer and you're on the bus at Country Thunder. We're coming at you with backstage stories from the 6th annual Country Thunder Music Festivals held across North America. Get ready for real talk about the state of the music industry with thoughts, insights, and stories from some of the biggest stars, executives, and professionals in the music business. On this episode, Bailey Zimmerman.
And our special guest today is our good friend and my good friend, Bailey Zimmerman. How you doing, brother?
Dude, I couldn't be better. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Big night last night. You're in Milwaukee. Tell me all about it. First stadium you've ever played?
Yeah, dude. We played Morgan Wallen's Milwaukee. It was like the first open of the U.S. tour. And it was like, at first I didn't think I was going to get nervous, you know? And then I like went out there and saw how many people were actually there. And dude, I like couldn't breathe. And I was like hyperventilating and like shaking and stuff. But it's a good feeling. At least I know I'm alive, right? You know, it feels good to be out there, though. It's like... It's such an honor, you know, it's crazy.
When you play in front of 40,000 people, it's kind of a buzz in its own right.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sure when you walk out there and hear those people scream, and they're actually there to see you.
Yeah, no, they had like Bailey signs. Like there's this one girl that had this Take Me Home Bailey sign, and I was like, that's cool.
Dude, I got to tell you, so Country Thunder 2022, Wisconsin, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I think all these folks are coming in to see Morgan Wallen. And there's masses coming, and we got about 47,000 people in the bowl. And I'm like, it's hot. If you remember the day, it was super hot that day.
Oh, yeah.
And I went out to check the barricade and see how everything was and just the vibe and everything. And people are going, hey, man, do you know how to get Bailey Zimmerman's autograph or meet Bailey Zimmerman? And I'm like, who's Bailey Zimmerman? And I look down on my street, and I'm like, oh, he's up next. And they were all there to see it. So when so your manager and I, managers, were sitting on the bus. And you just finished your set, and that's when I knew, because they all left after your set was done, and the next artist had like you know, maybe 10,000 people there. They all went back to they were there to see you. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, that was a really big piece of like my story. Really, Country Thunder was like one of the first, well, the first festival that I ever had like a crowd at. Because all the other festivals I'd ever played, like nobody knew my songs or anything. And then we came to Country Thunder, Wisconsin, and I was thinking it was going to be the same thing, just go out there, play the show. But then I went out there and there's like a lot of people. And I was like, okay, well, I guess we're going to like do this thing. And they had like, again, they had like the signs and like the Bailey signs. And I think that was like, that's going to go down in like my story is like a moment where I feel like I kind of broke through a threshold of some sort, you know, like I really felt like I'm proud of that one, I guess. I'm
That's
trying to
super
say
cool.
Proud of it.
I'm so glad we could share that one together.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the beginning, man. Like, let's talk about when you started out, what your inspiration was, and where, like, what jobs did you have before you became a professional musician and artist?
Yeah. So, when I, turned 16, mom bought me a truck and lifted it for me, but I had to pay my own insurance, so I had to go get a job. So then I went to one of my brother's really good friends, Quinn, owns Salt and Strings in town in Louisville, where I'm from. And he went up there and was like, hey, you think you'd let Bailey like cut some deer up, or, you know, just skin deer or whatever it is? Yeah, that's what we did up there. And so that's what I did when I was 16. I started working up there and like just like being like a butcher, I guess. But then I was also like a grocery boy, too, up front in the part, you know. Oh. So I did that. And then when I turned 18 and graduated high school, a couple weeks after I graduated, I went to West Virginia and started building gas pipelines and I kind of just like worked. I was a laborer in the laborers union. So I did that for a couple years, and it was just like not fun. It wasn't a lot of fun, man. Like, I was making good money, but I never got to see my mom. My grandma ain't getting any younger, you know. It was just like a lot being away from home so much. So then I tried just something else. Like, I was like, man, I'll try anything. I just don't want to do this anymore, you know. So I started trying to build lifted trucks. So I built me a lifted truck. Me and my brother John built my truck. And I just posted a video of it one day on TikTok, and it like got some views. I think it was like 70,000 views or something. And I was like, man, TikTok. Okay. Like, this is pretty cool. I think I could maybe do this with my truck. So I started getting into like the truck scenes and like truck TikTok, right? Where all the lifted trucks are on TikTok. And I started getting like a following through that side of TikTok. So I started taking that truck around the US to truck shows, and I would win like awards with the trucks. And I'd met so many friends that I'm still best friends with today in the scene. And then at one show, one of my buddies was like, hey man, I heard you like have been trying to sing, you know. And this has been like it was like a week after I'd first tried to sing. I was sitting in the shop and I was just bored because I was waiting on parts, and put my phone up and tried to sing a song. And then I thought, man, that's like, that kind of sounds all right, man. I stayed on tune. It kind of sounds like the guy that's singing is Blackstone Cherry, Stay by them.
Right.
And so then I got together with this guy named Gavin, and he started like kind of teaching me how to write songs, or just showing me songs he had written.
Sure.
And I was just watching. So then I was trying to like learn guitar and stuff and try to maybe learn how to sing. So I went to another truck show, and my buddy Damien was like, man, I heard you've been trying to sing. And I'm like, man, I'm not going to lie, I have been trying to sing. Like, I've been trying to do this thing. I think it's really cool. And my buddy Gavin's been writing songs, and I think that's really cool. So yeah, I've been doing it. He's like, well, buddy over here can play guitar. You want to try to sing a song? And I was like, yeah, I'll sing a stinking song, man. So we got it was like, you know, 8 or 9 people in this house. And Damien had some TikTok followers too. So he posted it on his TikTok and me singing it. And it kind of like went pretty big on his page. And people were like, oh, who is this kid? And so then we got together a couple weeks ago with my buddy Gavin. And he was like, he called me right before we started, was going to head to the shop to write. We always wrote in my Uncle Brent's shop.
Cool environment,
and,
right?
Yeah, right. And he like calls me and he's like, hey man, we should try to write a real song tonight. And I'm like, all right, I think I've been watching you enough and learning. I think I could do it. And he's like, all right, let's try. So we got there and we wrote a really cool song. Like, I was like, man, I'm proud of this. I mean, I've never written a song before, but this seems like I would listen to it, you know? So we just recorded it on an iPhone, like pressed up against the toolbox, just to like remember what the melodies were and the words were. And when I got home at like, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning, I called Gavin because I was like, man, hey, do you care if I post this as a TikTok? Because I think this is really cool. And Damien posted that one the other day, and I think maybe this could do something, man. I think the song's really cool. And he was like, yeah, man, we might as well. And if it gets some views, maybe we can figure out how to record it. And I'm, because we didn't know. I thought that you had to have a home studio, you know? So I like posted it at 3 a.m. and went to bed. And then when I woke up, it was 7 a.m., 7:30. And I rolled over and checked my phone, and it was like blowing up, man. Like, there was just no, like, TikTok said, like, I think it was like 800,000 notifications from TikTok. And I was like, what is going on? So I pick up my phone and I'm like looking, and the video's got like 1.6 million views on TikTok and crazy amount of comments. Like, are you an artist? Are you going to be a singer? Like, what are you even doing? I thought you built lifted trucks. And I'm like, so I posted a video the next day and I'm just like, okay, yeah, hey guys, I'm gonna try to be a country singer. So first thing I did when everything like went crazy that morning was I called my job and I was like, I would just move to the laborers union in Illinois. And so I could maybe get closer to home. And I called them and I was like, hey, this is Bailey Zimmerman and I want to quit. And they were like, what do you want to quit for, Bailey? Like you just want to go on vacation for a little bit and then come back. And I'm like, no, man, just I'm not paying my dues no more. And I don't want to work as a laborer no more. And he's like, you're just going to like quit. And I'm like, yeah, I'm done. And he was like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm gonna be a country singer, man. And he's like, yeah, good luck. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. And I hung up and I called Gav and I was like, Gavin, have you seen TikTok? And he goes, no, man, I don't have TikTok. And I'm like, okay, well, the video blew up. And he was like, what do you mean blew up? I'm like, dude, like almost 2 million views and a lot of comments. And I just quit my job. And he was like, you quit your job? And I'm like, dude, I quit my job. I want to do this for real. Like I'm coming over and we're going to do this. He's like, all right, I'll take the day off. And I was like, all right. So we get to the thing and we just started looking up studios and trying to figure out, okay, how do you record a song? How much does it cost? What is streaming? How does music work? You know? Right. So we went down to Nashville and had it recorded. And then I released it under DistroKid and me and Gav were just running everything, running my socials and everything. And then I met Chief and Simon and Scott and they signed me. And then dude, like a month later I had 2 record deals and a publishing deal. And I was moving to Nashville. I moved to Nashville because I've signed deals and stuff. And they were like, you have to be here. I'm like, okay, I'll move. I never thought I'd ever leave my hometown, man. Like I was living at my mom's at this point. I was living with my mom and didn't have no money. And then I couldn't even afford my truck payment. I for real couldn't afford my truck payment. I didn't know what I was going to do. And then just all of a sudden I started making money from never coming home. It hit like 1 million streams in the first week on Apple and Spotify and just everything started going crazy, man. There was a little story about when I came to Nashville to meet Warner, one of my labels. I didn't know what Warner Nashville was. This random guy on Instagram, man. it's crazy. This random dude.
I just
dude.
Love it's hearing crazy. This like innocence of like this deal. Like I mean, to become a massive superstar in country music in the format and the path that you were taking. It's unbelievable. Keep going, please.
Dude, it's crazy to talk about it because I don't talk about it too much. And right. Talking with you about it, it's like crazy. Yeah, so random guy on Instagram messaged me and at this time I was like really watching Instagram DMs.
Is the guy from Warner?
Yeah. So his name's Rohan. And he's A&R at Warner. He's actually my A&R at Warner. But he just hit me on DM and he was like, hey, I think you got a cool voice. Would you give me a call? And I was like, yeah, I'll give you a call. So I hit him up and he was like, hey, man, this is Rohan with Warner Nashville. And da-da-da, we'd like to have a meeting with you. We really like your voice and we like your song, Never Coming Home. And I'm like, dude, oh, my gosh. Like, thank you so much. Yeah, like, I'd love to take a meeting with you guys. And he was like, all right. So I had not signed with Chief and Simon, my management yet. I was totally alone at this point. So I was like, all right, yeah, let's do it. And so he was like, okay, I'll get you the details. And I hung up the phone and I was just like, what the heck is Warner Nashville? Like, what is Warner Nashville? So I was just going on a whim and I went down to Nashville for this meeting and my mentor, one like the guy that's been there from basically the beginning is Drew Baldridge.
Gotcha.
And he's an artist from Patoka, Illinois. Yep. And he was like, he just called me one day and was like, man, if you need some help, need some advice, just give me a call. So I called him all the time because I had no idea what was going on. Yep. Still don't to this day. But, he called me and he's like, what are you going to? I said, I'm going to Nashville. He goes, what are you going to Nashville for? I said, man, I don't really know. I'm meeting with this like company that it's called like Warner Nashville or something. I don't know what it is, but they asked for a meeting. He goes, what do you mean Warner Nashville? And I'm like, yeah, dude. He just said, hey, this is Rohan from Warner Nashville and we want a meeting. And I was like, and he goes, you mean like the record label? And I'm like, I have no idea, man. Like I just said, I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm just going to this address right now. And he was like, dude, you're going to meet with a record label. Like they're going to want to sign you. And I'm like, dude, I just have a song out. And he was like, no, dude, they're going to sign you. And I'm like, nah. So I got there and we ate burgers in front of the place. And I thought the dude's name was Khalil for the longest time. I didn't know it was Rohan and signed with Chief and Simon, man. And then I guess the rest is history. We started just releasing songs and met my producer and me and Gavin moved to Nashville and started just writing every song we could, you know, just like every single day, just writing songs. And as we released them, I just tried TikTok more and more and more and doing different things. And then all of a sudden, like a blink of an eye, man, I'm just sitting in your bus having
a
talk with you.
There's a lot of work behind it, man. And yeah. You've done it. You've done all the heavy lifting, and that's on you. And congratulations on that. I did not see your performance in Twin Lakes because I was with Chief and Simon, and they kind of crowded me over. But I did at a club in the fall, and I was like absolutely blown away, and I had blown smoke up your ass. I was like, holy shit, this kid's on fire. And I love the way you come out there and own it, and your stage presence is amazing. So, you know, that's what our fans at home and our listeners, I mean, that's what you have to look forward to when you come to see Bailey Zimmerman. He's going to go out there and kick some serious ass, and I can tell you that. And I appreciate that so much. And that's not a learned thing. That's a thing that either you got that or you don't have it, you know, and you've got it. So
thanks, dude. Yeah.
Keep kicking ass.
Thanks,
there.
Dude. Yeah, dude. When I was younger, my mom always told me I could sing. And so I kind of had it in my head. I didn't think I could sing or anything, right? I didn't ever think that I would be do this, but I always thought when I was watching movies or listening to songs, I would think like, man, if I was on stage doing this song, I would do this right here. And I would just like build a show in my head, not even thinking about it, man. And now today, like what I do on stage and how we do it, it just the weirdest thing. Cause I still remember being like 12, 13, 14, building shows and stuff in my head, just like, not like building them, but just going like, man, I would like get on one knee like this and sing like this, or I would play guitar like this, you know? So it's kind of like always been there. I just didn't know it. It's really weird, but I've like found confidence because of people like you, man. People have really lifted me up and made me feel like, dude, you're a badass. You can do anything in this world. So when I go out there, it's really easy to like kind of act like a hard ass because everybody around me is just like the best people, and they just like lift me up every single day and make me feel like a rock star, dude. And it really helps, you know?
So when you and I had dinner a couple months ago at my house, you told me I was in on this secret, and it blew my mind. Tesla.
Oh yeah, dude.
Huh?
Oh, I love Tesla, man.
So I called the guy who managed Tesla back in the heyday, Tony DiCiaccio at Q Prime. I go, hey, my buddy Bailey Zimmerman loves Tesla. And he goes, and the phone kind of goes silent for a second. And it's like, you're kidding me. I go, no, man. No. He goes, how old is he? I think he's probably like 23, 24. And he's like, oh my God, this is amazing. So those guys are aware of that now, I believe.
Oh, dude, me and Jeff Keith we're like, I posted a video on TikTok of Jeff singing Rockin' a Hard Place. He just sent it to me randomly one day through text. And I was like, holy crap. It ended up getting like 1.5 million views or 2 million views. It was really cool. But a story about Tesla. So when...
Now, how they inspire you? Because, I mean, it's one of your favorite bands. So how did that go down?
Mom and dad were really happy for a little bit. Yep. And then all of a sudden they started fighting a lot, right? So when mom would get really pissed at dad, we would get in her blue... My grandpa built her a single cab short bed blue SS Chevy. It was really badass. Yeah. It was like real fast and stuff. My mom is badass. And so when she would get mad, we would just take dad's credit card and we would like go to Walmart and just spend a bunch of money, right? Like just buy the TVs and all the stuff we didn't need because she was so mad at him, you know? And I was probably like... 6 at this time, 5 or 6 years old. And we would get in the truck, and on the way to Walmart, we would listen. It was either A Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow, or
great song,
Love Song by Tesla, or Modern Day Cowboy, or Signs, or yep. You know, you really think that it's over? Oh man, dude, you could get me going on Tesla.
You blew my mind when you said that to me, and I was like, oh my God. And everyone in the room just kind of stopped and went, okay, this is one of the coolest kids we've ever met, and man, kudos.
Thanks.
Your mom, congratulations on her getting married.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, that was pretty lit, man. That wedding was so
cool.
Tell
me about the wedding, man.
Dude, so Chief and Simon rolled in on their own bus. It was like Chris Stapleton's or something. It was like a real badass bus, and we had my bus there, and all the lifted trucks were all the way around the wedding and stuff, and all of our best friends came, and my stepdad, Dale, came out to like, I think it was Highway to Hell by AC/DC. for real. I've got a video. I'll try to get it to you so you can put it in there. It is the coolest video, man. And then my mom.
You gotta get it to me.
I'll get it to you. Yeah, we got it all filmed. So then my mom walked out to Pink. So what? I'm still a rock star. And it was just badass, man. Because me and my mom have been through a lot of stuff, sure. Dude. My whole life with her is like been like a little tough, and then it's great, and then it's a little tough. Yeah. And we've just, you know, been at like bottom of the bottom at some points. And it's really cool to see her happy, you know. So she was just like dancing and like having a great time walking down the aisle. And then we just got drunk, dude, afterwards. Me and Chief Simon, mom, we were taking shots and stuff. And we like lived like we were rock stars for one night. And it was like the coolest thing ever. Cause I haven't seen my mom that happy in, dude, a long time. It was cool.
Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, you say you live like you are a rock star. So, you're living the dream right now.
Thanks,
so
dude.
How was that jet today?
Oh, dude. You know, that is one thing that it just still blows my mind, man. Like, it just feels so like normal. Like, it's just like the coolest thing, man. Like,
it's the worst thing because you get used to it and you never want to get on a commercial flight again.
Commercial flights are sometimes fun though, because you get to meet really cool people. Because a lot of them don't know me. So it's the coolest thing to like sit in a random seat and just talk to a random person that has no idea who I am or like what I do, and just talk to them about nothing for like 2 hours. So sometimes it's fun, but jets are great.
Very convenient.
Love jets, right? Dude. They're sick.
Yeah. I think that was a G4 something you were on today.
I have no idea, but that's probably one of the nicest I've been on. I've been on Chad's from Nickelback.
That's a big jet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to have a few trips on that because Bailey Zimmern's going to be playing a lot of Country Thunders this summer. And with the Morgan Wallen schedule, we got to get to Bailey to the gig on Sunday coming out of Morgan World. So, man, I'm so excited about your performance tonight. And welcome. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
I can't wait to see you play. And wish you the best always, of course. And we'll talk again soon. And thanks a lot for your time, Bailey. Because, I mean, every day. You're doing some shit. You got to go do the radio thing now or whatever you got to do. It's a busy day to take time out to you know, have this conversation for Country Thunder on the bus. So thank you very much.
Dude, man, one thing is the reason I'm here is because of you, man. And like, I'm very grateful for that. So anytime.
Thanks, brother.
Anytime,
I appreciate
brother.
It, man. Awesome. That was awesome. Thank you very much. Let's
go. Thank you to our guests on this episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review whenever you listen. Until next time, I'm Troy Volhoffer. And you're on the bus at Country Thunder. I just won't stop winding. I want that lightning that's so bright it's blinding. I want a sky full of stars to be under. I want to feel that country thunder. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.